It's all set, ready to go again this year. It is Dancing with the Stars for Hospice Palliative Care, November the 9th. Check the date and follow them online. It's my pleasure to welcome from Hospice Palliative Care here in Sydney, Corey Stewart is the Executive Director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's terrific to be back on the program again, and we thank you very much for having us. We're looking forward to the event. It's a fabulous fundraiser, and it's a fun evening for all those who attend, and we got a great line of dancers again this year, and Debbie's going to tell us more about that.
All right, Debbie, so you're coordinating again this year, looking after all of the, which I like to call the madness, putting all of this together, but you wouldn't know it on the night of because everything goes as smooth as silk, right?
That's right, Bill, and thanks for having us. I have a co-chair, Danielle Lavangi, and we have put together another spectacular evening of dancing in our community.
Yeah, so it's coming up on November the 9th, and a whole cast of different characters, so to speak, that are going to be dancing this year, right?
Yes, they are all new. Maybe I can fill you in on a few of them. Most of them have been announced, and the rest are being announced in the next couple of days. Entrepreneur and business lady, Lori Kennedy, from the Lewisburg area and Albert Bridge area, who's a phenomenal giver to the community, philanthropist, and she's dancing with Jim Lewis, who's also known in the horse world and a wonderful guy. They're headlining among a great group of stars. They're all stars. Herman Singh from Breton Ability is dancing. Two Lisas we have this year. You might remember from the Family Feud episode, the group of OVEC teachers.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yes, well, Lisa is one of that dynamic quartet, and she's dancing, as well as Lisa McCachran Burns, and she's a young entrepreneur as well. And in the male department, we have Dr. Ron McCormick, well known for his oncology and starting up our cancer unit right from the get-go, 35 years ago. Bill Volke, prominent accountant from the Sydney area, and now working with CBU. And two younger guys, Darren Gallup is a very prominent businessman in our community, as well as Travis Stone, who works with Marine Atlantic, but also has regenerated the Curling Club. He has taken that project on and revitalized that whole community of curlers and done a phenomenal job. So we're pretty excited to have those eight stars headlining the night of the show.
So how does this work as far as making money for the event? Is it like last year, you go online and make a vote and the money raised helps out Hospice Palliative Care? Are you doing that again this year?
Yes. So basically, we're going through two portals, Canada Help site, which has $1 a vote, so that every vote that you put in donation for these fabulous dancers gets put towards their total. And that will be the People's Choice Awards for the dollar vote. But also, you'll have the opportunity to vote privately with the stars and pros, and also in the room the night of the event. We'll be taking donations, of course, that night after you see the fabulous performances.
And all the money raised goes towards Hospice Palliative Care. To talk more about that, Corey's with us once again. And Corey, last year, I'm still kind of astounded that they didn't wrangle you into doing some dancing, but I know your history, you're not a great dancer, so I'm guessing that's why you're not dancing this year.
Yeah, as I said last year, Bill, no one wants to see that, including me. So that won't be happening. I just want to mention, in addition to the votes and the donations received through votes, also we will have tables and tickets out for sale, but we're currently still working with our sponsors, and we haven't finalized our sponsorship list yet. So once we finalize our sponsorship list, we will then be out in the market with some sales of tables and tickets. So we are still looking for some sponsors, and we have three categories of sponsors. We have Circle Champions, they're presenting sponsors. Sunflower Sponsors is the second level of sponsorship, and then Hospice Helpers. Anyone that might be interested in sponsoring can contact me at 902-567-8584, or they can visit our website at www.hospicecapebreton.org, and there's a sponsorship package on our website.
So I wasn't there last year, but a number of people from the radio station were there, and they were just blown away with the dance. And it's not just dancing, but it's a fun night and people coming together, knowing that the end result is have some fun and also raising money for hospice palliative care.
Exactly. And one of the other things that I wanted to mention was that the pros, we're featuring them for a change. They get to be in the very much in the forefront, but in the background for performance themselves, they rarely get to perform. And this is an opportunity to say, wow, you still got it, and to feature them as well.
And as you know, Debbie, there's many people that make this engine run, and we want to say a thank you to all of the many volunteers, I'm sure, that you have, because you couldn't do it without them.
Exactly, Bill. We have so many people behind the scenes working with costumes, working with the setting, mobility in the room, the backstage. Couldn't do it without Danielle Lavangie. She's an incredible worker with Celticolors, and she puts the night together. That's just, the timing is just incredible, that it makes the night so exciting.
Well, I appreciate you both coming in here today, Corey, and both Debbie, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you over the next couple of weeks as we get geared up for this exciting event for Dancing with the Stars again.
Thank you so much, Bill. We really appreciate the opportunity to come in and to tell you folks and the public about this wonderful event, and it's a terrific event, a lot of fun, and raise a lot of money.
So. Yes, thanks, Bill, so much. It's a wonderful night.